In March 2020, the Sakagan Chippewa community, Menominee Nation, and others marched from Mole Lake to what is now the Pelican River Forest as part of a water walk in opposition to possible metallic sulfide mining in the Shepke area. Standing where he stood 4 years ago, Ron James recalled the memory for a new group gathered there Wednesday of conservationists, outdoor enthusiasts, and Governor Tony Evers.
And we came back a couple weeks later, and all the trees were gone. And we had tied tobacco ties and prayer offerings to the tree branches. And we came back, and they were in the mud.
Tina Van Zyl is the environmental director of the Sakagan Chippewa community. She says the practice of tobacco and prayer ties has been used for all different kinds of projects. Van Zyl quoted one of their elders, Fran Van Zyl, that spoke at the 20th anniversary of the Crandon mine ending.
And she said that way back when the Crandon project, the president said, "Franny, do you really think those tobacco ties are going to do anything?" And she said, "You just watch." and they do. You know, there's power in that, and we believe that, and so look at where we're at today.
Today, that land that may have once been heading towards being a mine is now part of a 70,000-acre conservation easement. The Pelican River Forest will be protected for its climate resiliency, protecting the Wolf River watershed, wildlife habitat, logging, and recreation like hiking, ATVing, and hunting. Charlie Carlin is the Director of Strategic Initiatives for Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts. His group worked with a coalition to gather support for the project and advocate for the conservation easements on the land.
It's just such a wide array of people who all come together because they care about clean water and they care about protecting our forests. And I feel like we really got to show that today, and that this is the kind of work that we can all agree on.
Getting this project conserved was not without its challenges. The project had support from local tribes and town governments, ATV and snowmobile groups, and those in the forestry products industry, among others. It did have some opposition from some local governments who were concerned about the impact on the tax roll and future land use. The land will remain privately owned and therefore taxable. The Conservation Fund, the land's current owners, worked with the DNR to remove parcels along Highways 45 and 8 in Monaco from the easement agreement so they could be developed in the future. In April 2023, the Wisconsin Legislature's Joint Finance Committee denied using Knowles Nelson dollars for the DNR to purchase the easements. Governor Tony Evers ultimately went around the JFC and announced the funding had been secured using federal funds during his State of the State address in January. Evers told WXPR during his visit to the Pelican River Forest Wednesday that it was an important purchase and one that will have a lasting impact.
This is something that will last forever, and there's very few times that a legislature or governor or anybody can say that, and these folks can.
The future of conservation work came up a few times during the hike along logging roads in the Pelican River Forest.
We're continually trying to fight for these important cultural places and things about our way of life.
There's always more work to be done.
While there are challenges ahead, on this day, the people gathered, like Eric Rampala of Oneida County Clean Water Action, are taking time to celebrate what was accomplished here.
If this becomes a successful forest where we're you know, recreation and is a success, and not just for hiking, but financially for the county, where they, you know, then other places going forward, I think would be a lot easier. You could use this as an example, and we're hoping that's what happens.
The Pelican River Forest is currently owned by the Conservation Fund. Central Midwest Regional Director Clint Miller says the group will fulfill the requirements of the conservation easements, then in the next couple of years, sell the land to new owners who will continue those commitments.
This is about, you know, making sure that what you see here today is what you're going to see here in the future. And in my mind, this changes the map. It's like the opportunity to really make an impact and a difference.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Katie Thorson in the Pelican River Forest.